I always thought that one day I would sit above the sky. Not like an angel, more like an astronaut. I always knew that one day I would at least fly on my own. Not like a bird, but like a private jet. I always wanted the experience of being the center of attention. A stewardess who waits on me while I just stare out the window. A pilot who takes us through the skies, and maybe a few friends to share a drink with. I got to fly in first class once, but that's the closest I got to either of those. It was last year, so I think I was 16 at the time. My arm is hooked over my best friend's shoulder. I'm having a hard time walking, and he wanted to help. He's carrying me up the stairwell in our apartment building. New York City. It's cold outside. West Village. It's cold inside. 381 Bleecker Street. The doors on the stairwell aren't that good at keeping the cold out. My friend's breath forms clouds as he huffs his way up the stairs. Mine formed weak little wisps in front of me.
Hold on, Emma. We're almost there.
His voice is shaky and cracked. I hope he's okay. He seems so distressed. Three more floors. Our building has five. It's like that one song. It's the five floor countdown. No, it's the final countdown. It's the final countdown. We always joked about it being the five floor countdown. I miss a lot of our jokes.
Julian.
My voice is raspy and coarse.
Do you remember the five floor countdown?
He gets all red in his cheeks and forehead.
Not now, Emma.
He grunts loudly and starts pulling me up faster. Two more floors. He looks angry.
Are you angry, Julian?
I ask him another question. He gets even redder. His eyes are red, too. They're puffy. He doesn't say anything.
Julian, I'm sorry.
He shakes his head and grunts.
Not now, Emma.
He grunts again before collapsing on the ground.
One floor more.
I wheeze.
Julian, we're so close.
He stays on the ground and shakes. His hands are balled in fists and bright red. All of him is red.
Emma.
His voice cracks.
Please, Emma, I can't do this.
I smile from the ground and lean towards him.
Julian.
I sigh.
Do you remember what I told you?
He nods and sighs softly.
You want to see the skyline?
He whines before standing up shakily.
One last time.
Not now, Emma.
I smile and let him pick me up again. He's holding me in a bridal carry. Everything hurts. My lungs hurt, my skin hurts, my eyes hurt, my temples hurt. Everything hurts. One more staircase. My eyes begin to slowly close.
Hold on, Emma.
He strokes my head with his hands and pushes the door open. The moonlight floods my eyes and brings them as open as they've been for nearly an hour. He props me up against one of the fans and faces me out towards the city.
New York is so pretty at night.
My voice stays low. It hurts to talk loudly. Another rush of energy fills me and drives me to stand up. I'm standing. I'm walking. I want to be closer to the view. I want to be closer, closer. I need to be closer. Five floors more, the five floor countdown. Four floors more, the view is going away. Three floors more, are you mad, Julian? Two floors more, not now, Emma. One floor more, he's watching from the roof. No floors more. No more.
That was Above, written, narrated, and acted by CJ Lanigan. Sound effects courtesy of freesound.org. Thank you, and have a great day.